Oh, do you want me to tell you about my date now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so, gotta preference this and say, actually, I don't have to preference this, but it was with Cat Girl again.
Why?
Part two of Cat Girl.
That was your fault then.
No. Okay, so what happened was this past weekend, it was like a month we didn't talk or whatever since the thing.
Which, did you guys even text that night or no?
What night? The night I got home.
Did you text her, like...
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I didn't. And then...
So who reached out first?
She did. And then, so...
girls are not up.
If you guys forgot about the story or need a refresher, or haven't heard it at all, go back to the, what was it, Club 33?
Yeah.
One? Club 33 episode. And we'll explain it all there. But I went to... Or she texted me over the weekend. And she's like, hey, like, I want to see you. Are you free or something like that? And I was like, I'm not free this weekend. I was hanging out with some friends. But I was like, maybe like Sunday or Monday. Whatever. And she's like, okay. Thought that would satisfy her? No. I didn't even hit her up Sunday or Monday. Because I was like, I'm not going to do this. And then Tuesday was my birthday, so I was like, I'm not going to do that. And then yesterday, she hit me up again, and she was like, hey, like, you want to come over? And I was like, you know what? I'll give her a second chance. Whatever. So I took my Zyrtex before I went.
You should. Okay, at least you were prepared this time.
I was very prepared this time. And so I knew it was going to happen. I took, like, two Zyrtex, went in. By the way, I'm fine. I'd be dying right now if I didn't take the Zyrtex.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm good. And, you know, I went over last night. We did some stuff. I'm not going to say on the podcast.
Not going to expose her like that? A gentleman.
But I will say, I think that's the end of it because she... I hate saying this about girls. Because, like, I love to give everyone a chance. I love to, like... You know, I like to have people feel special, even though, like, you know.
They're whatever. Not?
Yeah.
How are you going to finish up with
But she was kind of crazy. I'm not going to lie. That's my first person I've ever met. Or, like, girl like, that, like...
Okay, because I'm crazy. But, like, crazy...
No! Like, clingy crazy.
Oh.
And the thing about it was, I thought I was clingy.
But, you can't be clingy to someone you don't know.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, you can be clingy to your significant other.
Yeah.
On some level, a little bit of you should be kind of like...
Yeah.
I'm out with my friends, but, like, low-key,
mm-hmm.
I'm ready to cuddle up.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you just off-jump be like, haven't spoken to this man
in a month.
But also, he's about to be my baby daddy.
Like, it was just, like, because usually, like, I'll, like, text a girl, like, once a day or whatever, like that, and be like, hey, what's up? You know, whatever. And I'm like, oh, maybe, like, obviously, like, I'll text you when I text you, but, like, I'm not up for those games where it's like, well, it's only been an hour. I'm,
yeah.
You know, I think we've talked about that. But, like, there's parts of me where I'm like, I think I'm clingy. Nah, I look like a saint compared to what she, like, her, like, it was bad. Like, I got there, we were talking, whatever, and then, like, we went into it, and then, like, after, she was like, stay, whatever, like, spend the night. And I'm like, no, like, I gotta leave. And she's like, no, stay. I'm like, no,
I gotta.
I'm like, or what? I'm like, no, I gotta go. Like, I got, like, class tomorrow. I cannot stay. She's like, why? Like, she was just, like, mean, though. Like, why? Like, why the can you stay? Like, all that kind of stuff.
Well, did you sleep?
What?
Did you, like, sleep with her?
Previously? Or...
No. No, because maybe she took it that you were trying to, like, pump and dump. Like, dip.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe she was like, what an asshole.
Maybe, that's okay, but she literally took... Keys.
No, she didn't.
She took my keys.
No, she didn't. I'd get violent. Because also, though, like, I feel like if you're on the same page, Because, like, I've been on that where you're just kind of like, I feel like it should be kind of like an understanding the second time you meet someone.
It should be.
If you haven't spoken in a month, that after you're done, you're just done. Everyone goes home. No one talks again. You tell your friends in the group chat. You have a good laugh. That's it. Never talked about again.
That's what I thought. I thought we were going to have a good laugh. I shared it on the podcast once. I'm like, haha, it's over. Got really
Maybe
sick.
Maybe she heard the podcast and she goes, I'm going to kidnap him. I'm going to get their ransom.
I don't want to say I felt threatened. Or I don't want to say I felt like... I literally felt trapped, though. I'm not going to lie. I genuinely felt trapped.
That's scary.
It was. And that was, like, the first person that I've ever met that was, like, that kind of thing.
And also, you're a guy that's not, like, that's not, like, girls, when they go on dates, like, that can happen. Like, you feel trapped by the guy because... But, like, that's not a common theme. Vice versa.
Which is crazy, because I never thought I'd be in a position like that.
Because girls are... Because, honestly, girls are crazy.
Like, but
they can be cuckoo bananas.
You know what? I hate to say this. I literally hate to say this because I've met girls that are like this, that are way, like, nicer, I guess. But, like, I really have to pinpoint it on the spirituality, if that's a word, of her. Like, she's that one girl where she had, like, a bunch of, like...
Crystals. She's, like, a crystal girly.
Yeah, and, like, I was just like, man,
Oh, she's gonna hate Aries men from here on out.
I'm literally about to get hexed. And, if I get in a car crash on the way home, you know what happened.
You know who did it.
There's probably a Hexel in my car somewhere.
Well, because what did you even... Because I feel like if someone, like, took my keys and was like, I'm not giving them back to you, I would be like, okay, when I tell you... Anybody that I know had my location, I would text them and be like, hey, can you come to my location?
I'm happy that I didn't give her my location. Like, at all. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why would you have given her
like,
your location?
No, like, okay, because she sent me her location to, like, go to her house. Or whatever. And then she was like, oh, where you're at? Where are you at? And, like, okay. I'm glad I didn't, like, send, like, a...
Okay, I hate to tell you... That was the red flag that you should have stopped at.
Wait a minute.
She was trying to get you guys to share each other's locations very early on.
Oh.
She wasn't trying to follow you to get there.
What do you mean?
Like, I wouldn't ask for somebody's... Like, if I sent someone my location of, like, this is, like, my dropped point or, like, my dropped pin, though, I wouldn't share my location with them. I would just drop a pin of where I'm at. And then I wouldn't ask them for it in return.
Well, it's not like a share... That's what she did. She dropped, like, a pin.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was, like,
she like, shared her location, like... You know, how I have your location. Like, I can see where you're at.
Yeah,
like,
my location. Just kidding.
And that she, like, turned around and asked you, like, well, can I have your location? I'm like, that should have been the red flag.
Oh,
that
yeah,
she
no,
asked
I
for
think,
your location.
I think it was just drop the pin. Now that you... clarified it.
Okay, good. Because I was like, yeah, no.
But, like, I'm glad I didn't do that. Which, I don't know, in, like, a situation I would have. But, like, I'm glad I didn't.
No, because, again...
I literally thought, like, it was to the point where I literally thought she was going to follow me when I left. That's...
How old is she, your age?
22.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, it's not like she's, like, 18 or 19.
No.
I don't...
Literally, I genuinely felt scared.
And she probably texted her friend. I hate Aries men. They're the worst.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I'm glad I can leave an impression on someone like that. But, like...
I don't think I've ever been in a situation where a guy has just, like, taken my keys or something. Or has told me, like, I couldn't go. Because I feel like I'd be like, you're either letting me go or you're getting stabbed. Like, those are your options. You can either go out on the end of this knife or open the door. Like,
your choice.
Your fucking choice is correct.
Yeah, no, that was just, like, that was kind of, like, my breaking point. Like, I never thought I would meet someone like that until I did. And it just really, like, I really don't want to date right now because
yeah,
of that.
No.
I don't want to mess around with anyone. Like, I literally don't want to talk to a single person relationship-wise or just, like, a kind of friends with benefits thing. That literally just turned me off to the max. I'm like,
Because the issue is that a lot of people get attached very, like, there are some people that I feel like...
I think that's what happened. She got attached. Very,
like, I...
Really quickly.
Talked to this guy. I didn't even actually meet him in person. Mm-hmm. I had only been texting him for a week between me matching with him on Tinder and then, like, giving him my Snapchat or whatever. Mm-hmm. And we FaceTimed before we were supposed to go out on, like, a date. And he was telling me, oh, well, when we officially start dating, you're not allowed to have guy friends. I said, that's crazy.
That's cuckoo crazy.
That's wild. And then he was like, yeah, and, like, we'll have to talk about it, but, you know, you'll have to, like, stay home and, like, tend to the household. I said, oh. So, like, when the date came around, I was like...
1900 on the
no,
dot.
Literally. I texted him, like, that morning, and I was like, hey, after some consideration, I just don't think this is right. Like, you know.
Oh, I don't have... I'll just blog.
And I was like, you know, vibes are off, basically. And he was like, you know, you're a fucking bitch anyway. Like, I was going to have you... I was going to come pick you up and see, you know, what I could do for you. But never mind, because you're a bitch anyway. And all, like, all this stuff. And I was like, right. I'm so glad you don't know where I live. I no, want to no. end up as a statistic. Like, you are... And then I will say, my bad, he added me on, like, Instagram or something. He followed me on Instagram, and I followed him back. Mm-hmm. 3 months later...
Does he still follow you?
Well, 3 months later, okay. He posted that he just got engaged.
So did that girl.
I said, either... They both are cuckoo bananas, or damn.
Yeah. I don't know.
Some people just be crazy.
No, literally, some people just be crazy. I can never, like, do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, like, there's a part of me that just started being, like, rude. Not rude to her, but, like, she would, like, play a song.
How tall is she? Like, could you, like, have taken
five,
her?
5'6", maybe. Yeah. I mean, she wasn't taller than me.
She could have taken her if she charged at you with, like, a knife or something.
Oh, I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
Damn.
I think I could have. My brain says I could have. My physical capabilities probably say I can't. I might have got cut up a little bit, you know?
Right. I feel like with girls like that, you just kind of have to be like, ah, sorry. I have an early work day.
That's what I try to do. Well, okay, so for the, like, the end of it, I guess, is I forgot where I was going with this, but if she messes me again, I'm blocking. Like, I should block right now, but, like, she's gonna say something wild and it's gonna be like, what the fuck, you know, kind of thing. I'll have to be like, yeah, nah, you're done. But I think she definitely got attached way too fast. Way too fast, and I don't know. I think the sad part about it, seeing it, like, firsthand, I literally just think she's lonely.
Okay.
You know, and that's why. And, like, I showed her attention, kind of thing, and that's how she acted, kind of thing. And I was just like, yeah, no. So maybe I just shouldn't give people chances anymore. Maybe I just.
No, girls like more when you just treat them like absolute dog
apparently,
shit. Apparently. And then they're into that.
No, apparently. So, you know, that's what I'm going to do next. Start to the next girl.
I was going to say, most women are into the guy treating them like garbage until they realize that it's not fun and cute anymore, and then they stop putting up with it.
So, I mean, I think that's pretty much the end. I'm just waiting for her to text me and say something crazy, and I'm just going to be like...
I hope she just sends you, like, this podcast episode and nothing else.
I hope.
Like, just the link.
No, I'd be like, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Kisses.
Make sure you follow.
No, really. Use code BoozeAndBaze for 10% off.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Booze and Baze podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is Madison. It's been a while, Madison.
Yeah.
After that long story, 18 minutes in, we're just talking now. Yeah, it's been a while. We took a week off, but we're back. We're better than ever. A lot of y'all, we've been getting some downloads throughout our absence,
which is awesome.
It's like amazing. Yeah. Never would, like on some like older episodes too, which I'm very like happy about. But usually I wouldn't ask for this because like I just don't like doing it for the gains like that. But a lot of people don't follow the Spotify. Oh, Boozin Bays.
Yeah.
They're listening, so you know.
If you guys could follow, that would be swell, so you're notified when we post.
But what are we talking about today?
Today, we are talking about cryptids.
Cryptids.
Which... they're basically, how I described it to someone earlier, is it's basically like urban legends, but like the main characters of all of the urban legends.
So like different regions have different like...
Yeah, so like today we're going to be talking about like Mothman, how'd you pronounce it when I asked you about it earlier?
The Thunderbird?
No, not the Thunderbird. The Thunderbird will get its time in the sun. The Wendigo?
Yeah.
Wendigo, yeah.
Okay.
Like Indigo.
Those are pretty interesting.
Well, with Mothman, they originated in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, which actually, fun fact, also in this region of West Virginia, you could also call back to our Bell Witch episode.
Bro, anything flies in West Virginia.
No,
at this point.
Everything does. And Bigfoot and the Yeti. So... really, West Virginia is apparently our creme de la creme. That is our cream of the crop.
It's right next to Ohio, so that makes sense.
Yeah, maybe.
It's near Ohio, I should say.
I believe you.
Thanks.
So, it was originated there, and it started November 15, 1966, when Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Mallett were driving on Route 62 near the National Guard Armory building. When they saw a tall, like, man-like figure that basically, like, rose out of nowhere and had, like, helicopter arms is what it was described. But, yes. But apparently also very clumsy. Like, 6 to 7, basically a 6 to 7 feet tall, clumsy, helicopter-armed man.
Nah, he's just drunk. That's a regular dude. He's just drunk. Really? As your average,
average Joe,
West Virginian,
and he like.
Sorry for any like West Virginians.
No,
out
really,
there.
I don't actually know anybody from West Virginia.
I think I do, but I don't know if they're from Virginia or West Virginia.
Shout them out. Ask them if they are.
No. Continue.
But, basically, after that, they were upset. They were like, oh no, we're getting stalked, basically, by this moth creature. And they accused Mothman of, like, lurking, chasing cars, stealing people's dogs. Like, there was this one guy named Roger who he made an account that he saw Mothman, like, pick up his dog in the yard or whatever.
Wait, with, like, his hands or his, like, talon feet? I'm assuming he has talent.
Yeah, because I think, like, he himself, like, he only I don't know if Mothman has arms. Or if it's just, like wings. Feet and wings. Oh, that would look silly.
I think that's how it is, though.
Feet and wings? Let me Google it.
Honestly, I've seen pictures of Mothman. They've had a statue of him where he looks like a fly with arms. He looks like a straight-up owl.
Okay.
Another one where he's... doesn't even look like a moth at all. Just, like, what you described, where it's just, like, wings and feet kind of thing.
Okay, yeah. Because, like...
so, I don't know why they'd call him Mothman, and not, like, Owlman or something. I don't know if that's trademarked by a superhero.
I think it's because they... company. When they saw Mothman, he had, like, red beady eyes.
Do moths have red beady eyes?
I guess. Like, I guess he looked more like what they imagined a moth to look like, but it also looks like he has arms.
By the way,
they were kind of furry.
If we don't do a good job describing what these cryptids look like, or like how they like interact with people, look up lost tapes at like 12 o'clock at night while you're in bed. Just put on some lost tapes from Animal Planet. You will be pooping your pants by the end of it. Let me just tell you, you'll have nightmares. You will.
Is that on Disney Plus?
No, I think it's.
I thought Animal Planet was Disney Plus.
I think
Plus.
That's the scoop or like the
Natural History.
Just look it up on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay.
Look up Lost Tapes Mothman on YouTube. Look at the whole video when it's dark out, when you're alone in bed, about to go to sleep, to get the full experience.
Are you Mothman?
It could be, honestly. I don't know what I am anymore.
You said it. All I'm saying is, haven't seen Jason Mothman in the same room.
Actually, we have to go.
I just see you fly across the parking lot like, damn. He was kind of a big deal for basically a year until the collapse of the Silver Bridge in December 1967. And then nobody talked about him until 2019 in Chicago. They made up like a Chicago Mothman.
Nah, that's a superhero.
Well, hopefully.
I just don't understand, like, I don't know. I don't want to discredit anyone.
And also, why do all these cryptids, like, fly?
That's a good question.
Like Thunderbird 2.
Well, Thunderbird's an aerial
you said,
creature.
You said, shout it out.
Thunder? In the sky?
That's why...
Bird? In the sky?
Well, actually, that's why he got his name. Because he was the source of the storms, according to some tribes. And he was vulture-like in a 70-foot wingspan. And apparently he was to warn them that the storms were coming.
Hmm. They also believe in sacrifices, too, so,
Well, sometimes they're right, sometimes they're right.
They have to sacrifice someone for their crops to grow. So, let's,
Do you think you would be sacrificed if you were, like, in a group?
I probably would be the first person to sacrifice.
Same, and I think it's because I'm useless. Like, I don't really... Like, they're not gonna be like, ah, she'll be, like, the scientist of the tribe. Like,
I'm
not going to
sacrifice?
Be.
But, like, then the god would be like, nah, I don't want her.
No. Oh, wait, well, because do they have to sacrifice? Because what if it's, like, they sacrifice someone who kind of sucks? Is it, like...
I think that's kind of, like, an insult to the god, though. Wouldn't it not be? Like, if you're, like,
okay,
hey, we
so
need to
I
sacrifice
guess...
somebody, we're going to give you the dumbest motherfucker here.
Okay, so
here you
then,
go.
Let me rephrase this, then. Do you think you would still be sacrificed if they wanted, like, the elite?
No.
Okay.
I'd be creme de la croix. I'd be the best.
Would you be the sacrificialate of any group?
Probably the most smooth brained. Yeah. That's the one I'm... If the guy wanted a smooth fucking brain.
No, I feel like they would sacrifice me, and the god would be like, respectfully, she's dumb as a bag of rocks.
Thanks for nothing.
No, literally. You didn't give us brains, beauty, nothing. Thank you. Compassion.
You actually gave us anxiety.
No, really. They do have a festival for Mothman every year. I would be interested in going.
It's like how we have the state fair?
Yeah, it's literally like the Mothman Festival, I
oh,
think, in Chicago.
We should go.
Maybe. We should go.
And vlog it?
But I don't...
Then
honestly,
we might as well hit the Bellwitch. Over there. And then we're right next to Connecticut, too, so we might as well just drive up to the Conjuring House.
Could go to the Conjuring House.
I want to go there so bad. Oh my gosh.
I want to stay there.
Okay. I'll get the hotel.
You're not going to stay?
No, I would stay 100%.
I feel like I would stay, but I would definitely be, like, I would have to have free reign if I wanted to go.
You don't get that.
I can't leave.
Oh, you could, but the ghost would probably lock you inside. The ghost would lock you in the basement. Legit videos have been on the website, or on the website, but on, like, YouTube and all that, where, like, the door, like, someone goes down in the basement, and then they try to come back up, and the door's locked.
I would send you down first, and then, like,
thanks.
I'd be able to open the door in case you get stuck.
You know how, like... You know how moms get, like, that mom strength when their child's in danger?
Mm-hmm.
If that happened to me, I'd get some type of J strength where I'd be able to just pick the door up off the hinges and launch it.
See, I couldn't I couldn't go down to the basement because I will pass out. That'll be it. I won't. There will be no strength. There's gonna be no, like, I overcome something to get through the door. I would probably just have a panic attack and pass out.
We should test that.
Okay.
That's easy. That was easy. All right. Cool.
I can strap like a GoPro.
You
just
see the GoPro just.
It's fine.
Oh, I think a ghost pushed her.
Just dead.
Okay. Well.
But. So that's the Mothman. Do you think Mothman exists?
Do I think Mothman exists?
Yeah.
No. But it's interesting to think about because, like, I want him to exist.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I want there to be a Mothman. I don't want to encounter him, but, like, I want someone to experience another Mothman here in 2023.
I feel like Mothman's realistic, though.
But what kind of Mothman? Like, arms and legs? Or, like, just legs and then, like, wings?
Arms, legs, and wings.
Oh, so he can just grab you. Just take
Well, because the Mothman I looked up, all of them had arms. But I feel
except
like...
except for the shadow one with the red eyes.
Yeah, but, like, I feel like...
No, it actually kind of looks like a dumbass. If I saw that, I would
kind of
laugh.
A bowling pin.
Yeah, I would probably laugh if I came across one of those.
That's the thing. I feel like Mothman is actually not scary. Because
he's terrifying. Go watch those lost tapes, like I
because
said.
Because he doesn't, like, fight anybody.
He'll take your dog, though.
He just took your dog. Okay, but to be fair, I know somebody who lost their pet rabbit to a hawk.
Yeah, but that's... Maybe. You know what? The way you describe the Thunderbird, maybe the Mothman and Thunderbird are the same thing. People are just...
Stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... But the Thunderbird... is vulture-like and abducts animals and small children.
Are we talking about the Thunderbird now? Are we done with Mothman?
Well, the Thunderbird, that was pretty much... What I said earlier, that was pretty much all I could find about him. They just say that he'd be taking animals and children.
Do we know what Thunderbird looks like? Does it? You said it looks like a vulture?
It literally looks like a vulture, but it has a 70-foot wingspan.
I don't know why I thought it looked like a pterodactyl.
Which, I wonder if it was, like, when the crack of the, like, lightning happened after the thunder... Maybe it looked like a bird to them.
Madison, I apologize. That was one of those moments. That
yeah, was... I figured. There was like halfway through, I was like, and he's gone. He said, no thoughts, smooth lizard brain.
Oh, man. Also, for the Thunderbird, I'm pretty sure they have another Lost Tapes episode, so watch that.
Is Lost Tapes just, like, all, like, cryptids?
Cryptids, yeah.
I love cryptids.
They have, the scariest one is the, I know we're not talking about this one, but it's the, cave demons, I think. So, basically, what Lost Tapes does is they, like, tell you the lore, and they have, like, experts that come in and, like, start talking about them and everything, but they'll also have, like, a story connected to it. So, like, for instance, with the Thunderbird one, I think, it was, like, these kids were, you know, on their camcorders, they're videotaping, like, skating tricks. They're going to, like, an abandoned skate park and skating and everything in the forest, and they're doing it on the camcorder, and then the Thunderbird comes and just, like, just comes really close, and they're like, oh my god, what is that? They're keeping it a little PG, because, you know, it's Animal Planet. And then, like, you know, it looks like a shaky, like, little thing, and you see, like, the Thunderbird come down and, like, take one or whatever, and, like, so they add, like, a little story, but it looks real. Like, someone actually, like, documented it. But there's one called the Cave Demons, I think. And that one was the scariest one by far because it was based on, like, the war, like, the Afghanistan war. I guess that's how you would say it. But it followed, like, these U.S. soldiers that went into this cave to, like, seek out, to, like, go rescue someone. Like, one of their teammates or something like that. And just, like, they were going in this cave, and just one by one, they started getting picked off by these little, like, demon things. Like, these flying little, like, monkey things. And, just by the end, like, no one was left. Like, it was pretty...
That's terrifying.
It was pretty freaky. And people were talking about, like, the cave demons in, like, the Middle East, all that kind of stuff. They have, like, the Dover demon, the Jersey devil, just, like, the Mothman.
They also have... because I looked up, like, because it was, like, most popular cryptid for every state. Florida's on that website.
Skunk
ape?
Ape, yeah.
What is that?
It's like Bigfoot. It's Florida's version of Bigfoot.
That's silly.
Yeah, Florida's not really original.
I feel like they have, like, 8 versions of Bigfoot.
They do.
You're telling me you've seen nothing else in the wild? See, I feel like they're just bears.
That, you know, at the same time, I think that's why I feel like the Bigfoots are real, because there's so many, like, knockoffs of it. You know what I'm saying?
See, I think, again, it's just a bear that people are just mistaking.
I think it's just a huge orangutan.
That too, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
Maybe just a very large, hairy man, too.
No, really. And it's just family members around the globe.
Bro, if I look like Bigfoot, I'd be profiting.
Oh, absolutely.
I'd be a millionaire right now.
I'd be doing commercials, movies.
I'd be in the...
birthday parties, whatever.
The beef jerky commercials? I'd be...
not the beef jerky.
I'd be that guy. I'd be him. So, yeah. Lost Tapes, I'd recommend it. They're kind of cheesy, but they're kind of scary. Actually, really scary.
They have one about the Wendigo.
Everything.
Wendigo.
Oh, maybe. Why don't you just tell us about the... So, Thunderbird... kids got taken, and animals.
Yeah.
Correct?
Correct. So then, the Wendigo has a little bit more information about it. Started in the Algonquin.
Oh, that's in Canada.
Yeah. And then it moved kind of to the USA situation. But what they originally, like, said was that it was a winter cannibal monster, basically. Mm-hmm. Because the Wendigo only saw them during winter. They were human-like. Well, originally, there's been a couple versions of them, but the original versions of them were human-like, but they had, they were super, like, hollow and skinny, and they had a frostbitten face and look to them, like, with their fingers, and, like, they were just frightening looking. And they used to say they basically personified, like, ice and death.
Mm-hmm.
Since then, they have changed the appearance that now they are, like, they basically look all human, but with antlers.
Okay. Okay, so I have something to go off of that. So, in, like, the Supernatural version, if you guys have ever seen Supernatural, they fought a Wendigo in the first episode, I believe.
Yeah.
And there's a game called Until Dawn, where you have to, like, make choices and everything, and they fight Wendigos as well, or they try to, like, escape Wendigos. And they have that, persona of being, like, really pale, tall, skinny, like, whatever. But there's a movie called The Ritual, and that is based in, like, Norway or some, like, Scandinavian country. And apparently a Wendigo in those countries is, like, that antler kind of. Like, in the movie, it's, like, it has antlers, and it's, like, a big deer-looking thing.
Yeah.
And so it's cool to, like, see, like, how different cultures kind of, like,
Interpret
the Wendigo.
Because I think that they see it...
and they see it more like a god.
In some
in some areas, and just as, like, a creature in others.
Yeah, because I think, like, in, like, North America, they kind of view it as, like, a Yeti-type situation,
yeah,
where it's, like, if you see it, it's scary. Because they also think that, like, the Wendigo, like, eats people, and that when possessed by the Wendigo, that, like, your heart and spine will be encased in ice. The only cure for it in some cultures, they believe, is either pouring hot bear fat down your throat, because they think that's where it, like, lives, or death.
Hmm.
Which, December 1897...
I thought you were going to say 2018. I was like, what?
No, December 1897, a Native American woman got typhoid, and her husband thought that she was turning into a Wendigo,
okay,
and broke her neck and killed her.
Oh,
and
then
was arrested
okay
for murder.
Release him. He didn't do nothing.
No, he was just trying to be safe. And then, like, another instance is, like, in 1897 in Alberta, a Cree man, his name was Swift Runner, was his actual acting, birth name? I guess. Was acting super weird. And, like, he went away on a trip, came back acting very bizarre, acting weird around town. He said that, like, it was a really harsh winter. After a couple weeks, he reappeared, and he said that his family died. And it was, like, his wife, his brother, his mom, and his 6 kids. Mm. And he said that they all died from a famine, even though he looked well-fed, apparently. And then it came out, the police went to his house and found remains of all of them and their bones. And he basically said yeah. that, like, mm-hmm. it inhabited him, and he ate them.
So, yeah. So that's another thing that they say. Is that if you commit a cannibalism, you turn in like that to like become a Wendigo. Like, it's not like a virus where it like infects you. Apparently, I think, don't quote me on this, but if you eat someone else, that like puts the Wendigo in you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like that makes you become the Wendigo if you like eat other people. Like, yeah, just other people. And so then that's what happens, and you become a Wendigo, and then you start eating people, and then they turn into Wendigos, and, like, you know, it just kind of hops around kind of thing. But I did hear that where, like, it starts from cannibalism if you eat people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which, crazy, also, because...
wow, cray-cray.
You know? Cray-cray. Just because I think it's not funny, but he was just like, yep, family died. Hate it. And they also said, no, really, though. No. And they said, little weird. Not gonna lie, little weird. How are you still alive? And he said, I don't know. Even though he was making himself some man flesh sandwiches in the meantime. But I feel like it's, I don't know, I feel like it could exist.
The Wendigo?
Yeah.
Very because I, part of Algonquin?
Only because I feel like it's more like a... It's more, because, like, they also said that there's some cultures that it's more of, like, a culture-bound, like, psychology thing that they think that they are, like, turning into the Wendigo kind of thing. So I feel like...
Oh, so you think it's all in their head kind of thing?
Not necessarily, but I do think that maybe they think that they are.
I think so. I think it's also, there's another way I saw the Wendigo, like a different, like, culture's Wendigo.
Yeah.
I forgot what it looked like and everything, but it was just, like, a scary monster. I'm pretty sure, like, Arizona has, like, a Wendigo kind of thing. It looks more like a werewolf.
I think a lot of...
Not a blank, blank?
States have it. Huh?
Not a blank blank. We can't say that name because we don't want to get too political.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what it's supposed to look like.
Yeah.
And, like, Arizona and New Mexico and Colorado. Like, those types of places. I think that's their Wendigo kind of thing, almost.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be... And then, like, in North America, especially, like, of, like, you know, like, the Canada part, like, cold area, it's probably going to... It's kind of, I guess, probably, like, Bigfoot and Yeti. That, like, the interpretation of it is either a little...
Either way, I don't want to run into one.
Either a little colder or a little more seasoned, you know?
Seasoned?
Yeah. Like, a little more seasoned.
Zesty.
Warm. Zesty warm.
Mm-mm. Yeah. I don't know.
But... I... am...
Spit it out! What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm pretty much done, I guess, with my cryptid segment, so thank you guys.
Wait, I found the lost tapes.
Oh, okay.
So, it starts in January 6th of 2009. Season 1 has Swamp Creature, Monster of Monterey, Swamp Monster, the Chupacabra.
Oh, I would like to do about the Chupacabra.
The Oklahoma Octopus.
The Oklahoma Octopus?
Mm-hmm. Devil Dragon, Bigfoot, a Death Raptor. Cave Demons, and Mothman.
What is this on?
Lost Tapes.
on, like, where do you watch it? Oh. That's not YouTube.
Fubo, Discovery Plus.
Fubo?
Amazon Prime with a subscription. Apple TV.
I have Amazon Prime.
$1.99. Sling TV. Yeah. Season 2 has Lizard Man, Vampire, Southern Sasquatch, Werewolf, Deathcrawler, White River Monster, Jersey Devil, Aliens, Bear Lake Monster, and then Dover Demon.
Damn.
And then season 3, the last and final season, has Zombies, the Kraken, Strigoi, I'm not sure what that is, Poltergeist, Devil Monkey, Yeti, Wendigo, the American Cannibal, like we just talked about. So our information isn't off. A Serpent God, Beast of Bray Road, and then the Reptilian.
So are Lost Tapes like a fiction? They basically are like what they think an attack would look like from those creatures.
Yeah, they're saying like what it'd be like to experience one.
That's kind of cool.
It is, but it shouldn't have been on Animal Planet. Like mixed with like. Like, you can go from literally watching, like, well, Steve like Irwin to, like Lost Tapes.
I was gonna say, like, that's more of, like, a creepypasta, like, late-night Reddit thread.
That's when they come on. They come on at, like, past 12.
Yeah.
But you literally go from watching, like, Elephants in the Safari to, like, Lost Tapes. And then once you saw that, like...
From Meerkat Manor.
You literally start... You see, the intro. The intro's, like, spooky. And you're like, all right, it's getting
like Lost Tapes up until, like, 6 in the morning. And then 6 in the morning, it's like, here at Meerkat Manor, we...
That's all right. No, it'll definitely freak you out. Also, if you, when you're listening to me rant about all the episodes and their names, if you want to see us talk about one of them, leave it in the comments of this. If you're on Spotify, leave it in the reply section. If you're not on Spotify,
why?
Yeah, why? But also, just DM us on TikTok or Instagram or anything.
Or like comment that. On any of them. Like Instagram or TikTok.
Oh, yeah, that too. It doesn't really matter. I don't know. Do what you want, honestly.
Just talk to us, I guess.
Talk to... Ooh, I don't want to talk to Madison anymore, so can someone else...
Can someone else jump in?
We will reply.
No, really. But... thank you so much for listening. Back make sure...
regularly scheduled program.
Every Friday. Remember, guys, every Friday at 7. Make sure to subscribe to us on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. And we will talk to you next time. Bye.